So the Gemara's second teretz is Vibay Sam Rishonish Niyah V'Shlishis Sikah B'Nayel. And a common song reviews of the Yovel Eval Rishonish Niyah V'Shlishis Lo Yovel Eval. Vibay Sam Rishonish Niyah V'Shlishis Dami Yovel Eval. Rashi explains that according to this teretz of the Gemara, the second teretz of the Gemara, the important word in Rabbi Yossi is Hakol, Megadol Ovas Hakol. And that's the Nekudah in which he's Chaylak and Tanakam. Rabbi Yossi is Megadol Ovas Hakol, all four walls. It's Mekhan and Bezel, but it's all four walls. And the Tanakama says, yes, Rishayna Shniya Vishlishis Ein Rishayna Shlishis Vishlishis Ein Mechayv Anoisi or Revias Mechayv Anoisi on the Revias, but not back on the Rishayna Shniya Vishlishis. So what's the Svara of the Tanakama? If he's Nene and now that you go to the Ruach Revias, the Makif is going to the Ruach Revias, the Nikif is Nene, he has to tell us, so why should he only pay for the fourth wall? The Hanoah that he has is from all three walls. So Rashi says that since it was Yomim Rabim, after the three walls it was Yomim Rabim, so it's Yotzumi based in Zakeh. So I'm not sure what Yotzumi based in Zakeh means. Does he mean literally that there was a based in Sat and Papanim? That's I think I understood. Yesterday I understood that. Yotzumi based in Zakeh means based in actually Papanim. So yesterday I grappled, so what do you need the Yomim Rabim? Based in Patanim. So I thought the Yom Rabim is, that's why based in Patanim. If Basin thought that he's imminently going to make a fourth wall, it wouldn't have Patanim. But since it was Yom Rabim, based in figure, he's finished. So based in Patanim. I'm not sure that that's the only pshat in Rashi. I don't think Tosis understood Rashi that way. Because Tosis asked in Rashi, so why stop there? Why not say that he should be put there until the last little bit of the fourth wall? Because half of the fourth wall also doesn't do him any good. So the same way he's potter from the first three walls, let him be potter from the first 90% of the fourth wall. If the pshat in Rashi is that there was some kind of that pshat in the Mishnah is Rishayin Shlishi V'Shishis Ein Mechayev Anoisi, means based in Patrim. But if now he comes and makes a revius, then based in will be Mechayev. Then in the Chanami, we're not talking we're based in sat in the middle of the fourth wall. If there was a Moshe based in the middle of the fourth wall, then in the Chanami that would be the same thing. That's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is Rishayin Shlishi V'Shishis. He was potter. Basin decided that he's potter, and then he made a fourth wall. Masna Taisa understood Rashi not the way that Yotzim Basin Zaki doesn't mean that there was actually a basin. It means if it would have gone to basin, they would have potted him. Even then, you could say that the Yom Rabin, there wasn't the Yom Rabin in the middle of the fourth wall. The Mashmois of the Mishnah is that it was Shoyne Shlisha Vishishis. End of story. And then maybe there was another chapter later on, but in between there was a Yom Rabin. In the Chanami, if there be a Yom Rabin in the middle of the fourth wall. So it would also be a Mechayev Anoisim. Anyway, I'm not sure. Rashi has a lotion also. Yotzim Mizakeh Bevestin. The lotion of Bevestin is Mashmah that Taka went to Bevestin. But later, Rashi has a lotion. Shekvar Yotzim Yidei Bevestin. Yotzi Yidei Bastin, maybe you could have the Mashmois, not that he actually went to Bastin. Yotzi Yidei Bastin means if it would have gone to Bastin, he would have been Potter. So he was Yotzi. The Nikif was Yotzi. There were three walls. If he would have asked Bastin, they would have told him that he's Potter. So he was Yotzi Yidei Bastin. By not paying. Anyway, I'm not clear about that. What's the nature of the Sorek by Yotzi Bastin and Zakai? So there's a Balamar. The Balamar holds also like Rashi, that the reason why he's put there in the first three, according to this Teretz of the Gemara, according to the Tanakhama, is because Yotzim based in Zakai. The Baal HaMor says, and Rabbi Yossi is Chaylik, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you do have to pay for the first three. What's the Machlaikas? So up to Baal HaMor, it's totally in the Machlaikas, the Machlaikas Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi, according to this Teretz of the Gemara, is the Machlaikas in the Gemara and Yivamas, whether Kam Dino or Hadar Dino. What's Kam Dina and Hadar Dina? So that's the Gemara in Yevamos. See, I have a case like this. You have somebody has a field. Reuben has a field. To the east, he's bordered by Shimon. To the west, he's bordered by Levi. He has no way out except going through Shimon or through Levi. And he has a right of way. He has. Who either he was machzik, or maybe through Cheses Kimoshanim, or maybe actually bought. He bought it right away through one of those two fields, but he has no proof. He has no proof which one it is. So you do it, he has it right away through one or the other. Now, I guess everybody knows. But he doesn't, he can't prove which one he has it right away through. Matrisa Sregel. So he goes to Reuben, and Reuben goes to Shimon. Shimon says, it's not me. Must be Levi. Goes to Levi. Levi says, it's not me. Must be Shimon. So, come to Mechamirel of Araya, and the dinner is he has no right away. He can't prove which way his right away runs. So that's it. If he wants to get out, he has to buy himself a right of. I mean, the stomach to let him out. You know, I don't know, shvuyim or something. But the ma'aseh, he doesn't have a right away. He lost his right away. He doesn't have a drishus right away. Okay. Then what happens? Somebody else came, say Yehuda, and he bought up Shimon and Levi's fields. So now the two fields on both sides of him, through one of which he does have a right away, they now belong to one person. Oh, one person. Everyone's very happy. Now they already can go to his entire. He'll go to Yehuda and say, Yehuda, Manashach, I have a right away through one of your fields. So you have to give me a narrative, you have to provide me with a right away. So that's the machalikus in the word. He say, Kom dino hadudino. One man over says, Hadudino. So now you revisit the whole case. Now there's one baldin. There's no amoitzim mechaver lover. We know this right away through Yehuda's field, which one it is. So let them work it out. Which one it is, we know. But he has it right away. And the other madam says, no, kom dino. Once Reuben lost his right away, and it was possible that he lost the right away, so it doesn't change now that the Shimon and Levi sold that to you. So the Baal Masech al derech zeh, Reuben was marked from three sides. And the basin says potter. But now there's a because the nikif wasn't in it. But now the nikif now he's makif the fourth son, now the nikif is in it. So you say, it's a new dintayr, hodadino, and you say no, come dino, what was the capacity? His capacity. That's how the Balamor explains. So there Rashi, but obviously with more elaboration. So I was bothered. L'chayr, it's not the same. In the case of the Gemara Yevamos, The Siva HaMechayeves was there all along. He had a right of way. And Basin sat, and Basin said, you lost it, because you can't prove which one it is. You can't prove if it's through Shimon or through Levi. So that's it. So you lost the right of way. So we're not going to now come back and decide the case all over again. But over here, when Reuben was marked from three sides, there was no Siva HaMechayeves. Reuben was not yet Mahanin. The Nikif was not yet Nenna. So what does it mean? Basin already sat and said that the Nikif is Potter. Yeah, the Nikif is Potter because nothing happened yet. But now when the Makif is going to the fourth side, now the Nikif is Nenna. Now there's first the Siva Mechayevis. Why is that's not analogous to how's that analogous to Kumdin and Hodudin? Lamoshul. Not a perfect Moshul, but Lamoshul. Let's say I'm tevei you that you owe me $100. You go to Beis Din, and Beis Din says, can't find any evidence, no evidence. So you're potter. Okay, then I have to lend you $100. Then you come back to Beis Din, and we're not going to say, come dina. We already passed him that, we already passed him potter. What do you mean? Here, we already passed him potter, but now there's a new mechayev. Right, it's not the same, obviously it's not the same, but I want to bring out the point. In the case of Gemara and Yevamos, the right of way was there from the very beginning, but you lose it because Hamaitzim Mechayev El Raya. You can't establish which way it runs. So each one says that it's not through me, based on Paskin, that since you can't prove that it's through Reuben, you can't prove that it's through Shimon, you can't prove that it's through Levi. So you lose it. Over here, the Makif was not yet Mahanim. When he built the first three walls, he was not yet Mahana the Nikif. He's first Mahana the Nikif when he builds the fourth wall. So what does it even mean that based on the Saturn they convened and they said the Nikif was Potter? Yeah, the Nikif was Potter because no Hanah happened yet. And now when there's a fourth wall, all of a sudden there's Hanah. So now there's a Dintar. I'm not entirely sure what to do with this. I think it seems to conduce to saying this proud of the Balamar. If you're going to this proud of the Balamar. That the chisaron of the makif is part of the siva mechayevus. The siva mechayevus is not only the hanov of the nikif; it's also the chisaron of the makif. meaning, and I think this goes back to the Gemara in Baba Kama. How do we understand? We pass and say then there's lechos is pot. And the Gemara says that therefore by rights it ought to be that makev is chaveri mital ruchosu should be potter because then there's lechos. Of course, there's a whole can of worms that we're not going to open up again today. You know, what does Nen have to do with Yerid? You know, this is Nen and this is Yerid. Are they the same thing? Are they not the same thing? We already, you know, talked about that ad infinitum. But we'll take it as given. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia that if that really should be Zen Enev is Lechoser is Potter, that's the Maskana. And if Zen Enev is Lechoser is Potter, so the Makiv should be Potter because he wasn't Choser. But the Gemara says, no, At Garamtali, there's a Taina At Garamtali Akev Yisera. Because the Makif was Chosif, because he has a Hekif Yisair over here. Again, like Rashi and Taisa is what that means. But bottom line is the Makif was Chosif, so therefore he's able to be Tevea the Hanah. So we talked in the past. Why do you need Chosif? Why is the Nenev like Chosif Potter? Why is Chosif an important ingredient in order to be Tevea? So a lot of Rishonim say because it's a Midas Slave. The Rosh and the Tshuva, the Ritzvah. That's the case, then the chisaron is not part of the Siva Mechayev. It's the whole Siva Mechayev, it's the Dano. The chisaron is just, it's a technical thing. You can't be a Midas Slayim if you're not Chosar. So then I don't think the Baal Mar makes any sense. The Hano is only when you built the fourth wall. Until he builds the fourth wall, there's no Siva Sechayev at all. What does that do with Kamdin and Adu Dino? Nothing happened yet. Yeah, he was Chosar, so it's not a Midas Slayim. It's not a Midas Slayim, but there's nothing to it. We had other mahakim. Why do you need chaser? We had it. Sad. Maybe you need to be chaser. Rav Shimon said you need to be chaser because otherwise you don't have a tefillah. To be teveya, you need to be chaser. So then maybe it's better a little bit. Maybe Kamdina says I come with a tefillah. I built three walls. I was chaser. I have a tefillah moment because I was chaser. So Basin says yeah, close but no cigar. You were chaser, so you have a tefillah moment. But you don't have what to be today. Yeah, even then, I don't really hear it. So you have standing to come to Beis Din, but you have nothing to say when you get to Beis Din. At the end of the day, the mechayev is the hano. You just have to have a schus to be to of tefias moment. We saw a lot of Yishayim hold by Shacharisa that also the chisaron doesn't have to be as much as what you're today. You have to get in the door. Without a chisaron, you don't get in the door. You don't have a right to be today. But once you come in, you're not today the chisaron. You're today much more than the chisaron. You're today the hano. The mechayev is the hano. So still in all, it's not so gishma. So the chisaron is still not part of the Siva Sechayev. Then I had a psalm in Rashi that Rashi learns that because Rashi has this strange lashon of the Rabbi Makam. Remember, do we go after the hanod, do we go after the chisaron? I thought that Rashi learns that Zen Nenev is a chaser. It works with a mamayni gabach. The chisaron goes into the hanod, and maybe Rashi is like the Ramah. You can't be tevei more than the chisaron because it's a tvi of. That's the tefillah. My chisaron went into your ano. Then I could hear more this Rashi and this Baal Mar, maybe we could say even Rashi Lashitosa, that then the chisaron is part of the tefillah. I was chosar money and I want it back. Now of course I can only get it back from you if it pops up by you, and it doesn't pop up by you until the fourth wall appears. So. It's still a little bit shvet to me. It's still not exactly the same as Kamdin and Hodadin. Like Kamdin and Hodadin, everything was there from before. There was a whole entire, that there was the right of way, and based on Paskin Potter, based on Mechavel of right. Over here, even if the Chisorn is part of the Tfiyas moment, but it's not the whole Tfiyas moment, the Tfiyas moment is the Chisorn together with the Hanoh. And at the end of the day, that doesn't happen until the fourth wall. So it's still not really analogous to Kamdin and Hodadin. Yes, so I don't know, Amistakasha, it's hard for me to understand the analogy, even after all is said and done. I think it's least difficult if you go like that, Mahalach and Rashi, but least difficult is not the same as not difficult. It's still difficult to understand how this could be the same as Kamdin and Hadadin, or Rashi, for Yotzim based in Zakai. What do you mean Yotzim based in Zakai? Yeah, he's Yotzim based in Zakai, because there was no, because nothing happened. But then by the fourth wall, something happened. Now he's Nenna, so why can't he be Tevei the whole animal? A mashal, I'll give you another mashal. Maybe it's also not, I don't know, it's a good mashal, not a good mashal. Tochav lechaveri b'beisa b'liyo. So you have to pay, Nenna, you have to pay. So what if the guy was teichavit halfway down to the beisa b'liyo, didn't yet reach the beisa b'liyo? And the bala truma, he's precipitous, and he's already pitevei and basting when the thing is halfway down your throat. So basis is potter. Then when it gets down to his belly, now he's nene. So we'll say no. Kvayosim basin zake. What do you mean yosim basin zake? Nothing happened yet. The first three rules, nothing happened yet. The chisorin happened, but the anod didn't happen. But again, if you Rashi, it's a little bit. If we say this malach and Rashi, it's a little bit better. At least the chisorin is part of the siba mechayevus, and Beistin said that chisorin was not mechayev. So once that chisorin is not mechayev, then kvayotzu based in zaki, the chisorin can't be mechayev later. Akapanim, that's Rashi. Rashi of the Balamor, kvayotzu based in zaki. Shalom.
Reuven builds the first three walls, and then another third guy, Levi, comes and builds the fourth wall. Right. So Levi is the guy who gives him the hana. Who does Shimon pay to?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So I think that's maybe what's going on over here also. We view it as like two Baal Yedinim. Once he was Kvariyat Zaka and Mezdin on the first three walls, it's like a new Baal Din comes for the third case.
Sore by itself is okay. I don't know if that's the Balamor. He compares it to Gemara and Yevamos. It's not really the same as the Gemara and Yevamos.
That aspect is similar. If you view Kamdina as it's two Balamidin, you don't view it as the same Baladin. I hear.
Maybe it advances things a little bit. That the word is Emes. The first three, nothing happened. There was no Hanoya. It still bothers me. What's Beis Din sitting on? Beis Din sits, and they say nothing happened. There was no Hano. Why does that make it that now the fourth wall is like a different person? That did Beis Din pattern from the first three times because Yeruvim wasn't Mahanim yet. I don't know. It's not so clear to me. At the end of the day, it's not so clear. Tosis is a different word entirely. What does Tosis say? Oymeri, da'ayim ha'tayim 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 ha'tayim. That sounds like an ansadi. That anybody would want to build the fourth wall if it'll be godem midal ruchosov. Chayim means like it takes off the disagili. Normally, Tosis holds Tosis before that the makif is potter because the nikif can say the disagili. But when you get to the fourth wall, you can't say anymore the disagili because ein lecha odom who wouldn't be misayin in the fourth wall in order to have a heck of midal ruchosov. So it sounds like Tosis before, but kind of Brazil. There's an ansadi. Even though the disciple even Jerusalem Brazil Tosis said, but since there's an ansadi that if he found Kanan Brazil, he would be guided with Kanan Brazil. So Kanan Brazil and Kanan Brazil, you could be today. Al Derech said, he's saying here that even though Lididi Sagili with Nitiusu Bazuzo or with Kanan Brazil, but on the fourth wall is a Tanan Sadi that if you can get all four walls for the price of the fourth wall, so then it is Lididi Sagili. Then you can't say Lididi Sagili. So how much does he pay? He pays the fourth wall kind of bezoil, or he pays the fourth wall avonim? Rabbi Yossi says, Megagalon of a Sakal. He pays for all the walls how much? We're going with Chiyavarab, kind of bezoil. Because, Bartosz explained, really, he's cycling to Subazuzo, but there's an ansadi that if he got kind of bezoil, he would be going to it kind of bezoil. Tanakama says, the Gemara says the nafkamina between Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi is Rishonu Shniyah V'Shlishis. We're in the Gemara. Kanan Bezoil is no machlekes. Tanakam agrees that you only pay Kanan Bezoil. The machlekes is that he says only the fourth wall. A basis is all four walls. So about it, the mashmois is that even the Tanakama only is machayev Kanan Bezoil. But he's even more mekel than that. Kanan Bezoil, but only for the fourth wall. So it's like and how does that work? So I guess it's like a double anansadi. Really, Lidi Sagalim through Subazusa, but if he found Kana Bezoil, he would do it. But there's like another Nansadi. If you found Khan and Bezel, you would do it. It's only the fourth, but only four for the price of what? Is that what Taisa is saying? If the person found Ein Lechodim, that if he found Khan and Bezel, then he'd be masking to build the fourth wall and have four walls. But he wouldn't pay Khan and Bezel for four walls. That much now. Even Khan and Bezel, he wouldn't build four walls. He would do an intrusive Bezel. He would do one wall, Khan and Bezel, if then by thereby he would be called the Midalad Ruchaisa. It's a little bit. Okay, maybe that's what it is. It's like a double anansadi. This guy has to get like a super bargain. He gets Khan and Bezel. Otherwise, he's going to intrusive Bezel. But if he'll find Khan and Bezel, and he'll be going to one side and get all four sides gather. So then Ein Lechodim, then he'll be masking. So that much he's nana, that much he could be today. So I have two auras. Number one, you know, in the etzim svara of Tosis Anan Sadi, in the etzim svara of Tosis of the Ladi Sagili takes off the chi of Yisrael. They don't have to pay for the Yisrael. Yesterday we talked through. So how come the Gemara of Messiah by Yerid? So he's Tosis. Tosis asked the kasha. Tosis so the shein asu yelito. You still have to pay your tzais. The other left achtoina, but you still have to pay your tzais. Why can't you say l'di sagli with no natias? It's a so the shein asu yelito. So why can't you say l'di sagli not having natias at all? How we were grappling with yesterday. So yesterday we wanted to suggest a mahalach. That the vort of the sagili is that it's a kind of toil. It's sort of like toil. Meaning in Bar Metzia, he didn't say toil, but Itaka could say toil. He could say take your eitzim away. If he doesn't say take the eitzim away, then he can't say the sagili without eitzim. You're not telling him to take the eitzim away. You're keeping the eitzim, so you can't say the sagili. You're keeping the eitzim. Over here, there's no issue of keeping the wall and not keeping the wall. The wall's in the mechitzas achitzonis. So, you know, it's not up to you whether or not to keep the wall. But what you could say, which is sort of like toil, is that from my point of view, I don't need you to have a place to love on them. I would be just as happy if you took away the abonim and you made a gedush shulchan. So that's about l'di sagili. Kilu, if the wall was here, I would change it for a gedikan. I can't say if the wall was here, I would change it for nothing. Why should we believe you? There is a mile to having a wall. But that I would change it for Gedder of Kanim, that's a plausible time. Gedder Kanim is up, that's a plausible time. So that much you could say. So now, Tosis now saying a new Anansadi. Tanakam holds, Yishoy Nishniyo Vesishis, Ein Mechayim Anansadi. There's no Anansadi. But you get to the fourth wall, fourth wall, say, Ein lecha Adam, that he wouldn't be going to the fourth wall to be Godom Midal Duchaisav. So, is that also kind of toil? Here it's a little bit difficult. What's the toil? If we were right yesterday, that the vote of the Disagili is basically saying, I don't need it. From my point of view, you could take it away. That's why it's different than Gemara Metzia. The Gemara Metzia, you're not telling him to take away the Eitzim. But here, and if you do, you did. And that's the Gainum. You could tell him to take away the Eitzim, but you didn't. Over here, in a way, you're saying, from my point of view, you could take away the Eitzim. I would be just as happy with Kanim. So you can't come now to me with it. You can't be Tevei me on the Hanov the Avonim. And the Hitzoyis of the Avonim. Because I don't need the Hitzoyis of the Avonim. I would be just as godly with Kanim. So what's the equivalent over here? The guy was going to you from four sides. So you're saying I don't really need the getter at all. But if you'll only charge me a quarter of the price, I'll get four walls for the price of one. So then I would go along. Where's the toil? What's he telling him? Toil? take the walls away, if you take the walls away, he's not even going to have one. He's not going to be God there at all. Here, Lachari, there's a difficulty in translating. If maybe yesterday's verse is not right, but if we're going to go with yesterday's verse, that the idea of the disagili is he's basically saying, I don't need the avonim. I would be just as happy with kanim. So what's the equivalent over here? I don't need the hekka from all four sides. I would be just as happy with the hekka from what? That's not true. Hekka from one side is not going to do any good. He's saying something else. He's saying, I don't need the walls at all, but if you make me a deal that I can't refuse, make me an offer that I can't refuse, 1/4 for the price of one, so I would accept it. That's nothing to do with toil. So what is it? He's just saying, he's just saying that, this I would accept, this I would... Yeah, maybe yesterday was wrong. Maybe it's not a tel dekadin. Maybe the sagli is not a tel dekadin. Some kind of other lumdus. I have another question also. What's the shape of this field? This field of the Nikkav, what shape is it? So it clearly has four sides. I mean, we know it has four sides. But it doesn't say anywhere that it's a square. Maybe Taisa said it's a square. So, what's this business that he pays for one wall because he would get four for the price of one? Depends on the shape of the field. The fourth side might be, if it's a square, then the fourth side is 25%. But if it's a rectangle, the fourth side might be the long side of the rectangle, might be the short side of the rectangle. Like, what's this one size fits all? You pay for the reverse. Why do you pay for the reverse? It depends on if it's a 25% thing, I'm willing to pay for 25%. So it should say, you pay, if Omer, the God of Reserve is, so you have to pay for 25% of the four walls, because that's what the, that's in the Chodom, we'd be willing to get four walls for 25%. On top of the discount from the Kanem Bezov. So in the Chodom, that if he could get four walls for the price of one of Kanem Bezov, then he would pay Kanem Bezov. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says he pays for the fourth wall. All right, maybe I should ask this question first. This is a simple question. So I want to suggest something. I don't know if I thought it through the bottom, maybe that will help me. Taisus doesn't mean that there's a svobi here that if you could get, since a person will be willing to pay for the walls at a 75% discount, so therefore you could be teveim for the four walls at a 75% discount. That's not the pshat. First of all, kalmer mech pays at 75%. It's a rectangle. Could be the fourth side. Might be less than a quarter. Might be more than a quarter. Why is that called that he has to pay for the fourth? It's not that he pays for the fourth. He pays for all four at a 75% discount. I think it means something else entirely. It means if the makif is today all four walls. That's the tefillah. The makif comes with the tefillah. I was mahaneh with four walls. So then the nikif could say, "L'didis hagelim in trusa bazuz." Tell. I don't need a hekav of one. All right, kana bezol. You can come to me with kana bezol. You want to charge me kana bezol? Now you can come to me with, because kana bezol, I wouldn't say tell. But you know, I wouldn't say take the avonim away entirely. I would say take the avonim away and replace them with kanim. So. All right, you can come to me maybe with kind of kanim. No, maybe that also not. Emes, you can't be today all four walls for kanim bezel either. You would just say mitivus bezel. According to the Kama, you can't even today kanim bezel in all four walls, because you want to come to him with four walls. Tefia, I was mahaning you with four walls. The guy will say, I don't need your hano. Tail, I don't need the walls. I don't need the wolves. I don't even need kind of, even kind of mezona. Yeah, it's luchach, because even if Yossi is mechayiv, only kind of mezona. And Tanakam is not mechayiv. So, not even kind of mezona. Says the Tanakama, but the makif can come to him with a different tefillah. The makif can be teveya, instead of being teveya, the anov, the full four wolves, that he can't do. The nikif will say, toil. Maybe the makif can come after the three walls are built. When he builds the fourth wall, the makif will come and it will be teveya him for the fourth wall. It will be done, the fourth wall as a hano by itself. Because it's the fourth wall that closed off the sun. So now the makif comes to him. Well, imagine now that the three walls were there already naturally. The thing already had three walls, cliffs or something, you know. That's the sod is built that it's already gone from three walls. That's already built in. And now the makif comes and he builds the fourth wall. And he comes with it, he comes to the nikif, and he's teveim just the fourth wall. So here already the nikif can't say to him. Because ein lecha adam, who, if he could enclose his field by just enclosing one side, avada he would do it. So you can't say to him. And the fourth wall you can't say to him. Again, it's not that he's coming to aim all four walls, and the Nikif says only at a 75% discount. There's no such thing, and how would it even go into this pattern of toil? That's not the way it works. It works that the makif forgoes the tefillah of the first three walls altogether. The makif does the first three walls on his own, and now they just fade accompli. And now he comes with a din Torah that it's makif versus Nikif on the fourth wall. And he says, Nikif, I was mahana you with the fourth wall. Pay me for the fourth wall. And that the Nikif says, that the Nikif has nothing to say. What's he going to say? Tell, say lechodom, to one side of Adi he would do. So now that the Nikif can't say tell. The Nikif could still say, even on the fourth wall, I would have done it with Kanan. I would have done it with Kanan Bezoel. So more than Kanan Bezoel, he doesn't have to pay. But he does have to. But he can't say toil. He can't say toil. Here already he can't say toil. He can't say toil entirely. He could say make it again to kind of, that he could say. But he can't say forget the fourth wall out. I don't need a fourth wall. And the chodom who wouldn't build a fourth wall. So I think this already does work with the scheme of toil. It's not that he's today in all four walls, and the guy says, toil everything except for the fourth wall. But that doesn't make any sense. No, you're only today in the one wall. If you're only today in one wall, then he can't say toil. Because on that one wall, he really wouldn't say, he wouldn't say toil in the chodom. Nobody would say toil on the fourth wall. If that's the case, if that's the Havana, so maybe it also answers up the question, why is it necessarily totally in the fourth wall? The fourth wall might be more than 25%, might be less than 25%. Like, what is that? Why is this a hard and a fast rule? The answer is, you can't be Tveim on half of the fourth wall. You can't cut off half of the fourth wall and treat that as an entire by itself. That's what I have to say. You can be Tveim on all four walls, you can be Tveim on the whole Ekef. Or you could be Tveim on the one wall that makes it golden. That makes it cut off from Mishas Rabbi. But you can't just slice and dice the Dentayra wherever you want. I'm gonna be Tveyu, I'm gonna look at half the wall as if it's a natural feature, and then I'm gonna come in Tveyu the other half of the wall. There's also just thing. It has to go in, I don't know why, but it has to go in discrete units. So there's such a thing as being Tveyu the whole Ekef. And there's such a thing as being Tveya, the final thing that completes the act. So that's that, and here, and the umdana is that if you Tveya in the whole Hekif, so he could say Tel, make a taste that I want the Hekif at all. But if you Tveya him just the wall that completes the Hekif, so then Ein Lecha Adam, who wouldn't pay for the wall that completes the hekif if he gets a whole hekif at the same. You know, if there's only one wall left to be made to be goyder, ain lech adam who wouldn't go along with being goyder that fourth side. And that's true no matter how large that side is. I mean, assuming it's square. Yeah, in Echrami, sometimes it's more than 25%. It's something to do 25%. It's not a thing that anybody would be greater than 75% discount. That's not the word. That's not what Taisa said. Ein lecha adam who would not be greater the fourth side if three sides were already gone. If you have a field that's gone from three sides, ein lecha adam wouldn't be greater the fourth side.
Presumably, Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama are arguing about this container. So if the Tanya
that
got
mitzvahs,
he's only tabeim on the fourth wall. Why
would
Rabbi Yossi say that?
No. Rabbi Yossi holds you could be tabeim on all four walls. So Rabbi is tabeim on all four walls. The Tanakhama holds you can't be tabeim on all four walls.
But even on the
Tanya, no, you don't have to speak. Whatever you come to base, then you just you don't have to speak out. Whatever we can define the Tanya however we want. Lefir Rabbi Yossi, you have a right to be tabeim the whole hekif. The Tanakhama says you don't have a right to be tabeim the whole hekif. You can be tabeim the tzad that completes the hekif. Because the tzad that completes the hekif, there's no time of tov.
But all you're getting is to make come dissolve from the fourth wall.
Right, because that's the most you can be tevei. You tevei the most that you can. So the fear of Yosi, you can be tevei the whole thing. You can be tevei the whole hekif. Rabbi Yosi holds that there is no time of tov on the whole hekif. I guess he holds that the Yosi holds that cannabis oil, anybody would do it, people would be going to cannabis oil, even on all four sides. And Tanakhama says, no, four sides, the guy would say, I don't need to get there at all. But you can still be tevei on the fourth side. That still remains to you. You can't be tevei all four sides, but you could be tevei on the fourth side. And if you're tevei on the fourth side, then he can't say tol, because they're lechad.
You're saying it's just a machlokas and tzius of the Yad HaTzahavi, one and four.
That's nothing to do with me. That's nothing to do with what I'm contributing. I mean, that anyway says of the Gemara. That says of the way Tosis learns. Rashi has a different word, the Yotzim based on Zakai. But the way Tosis learns, you have to anyway say that Rabbi Yossi holds that cannabis oil, there's an anatsadi that he would mask him to cannabis oil. He would want to be going to all four sides with cannabis oil. And Tanakhama says, no, it would be Sagali bin Tirusu Bar Zuzu. Like the Gemara Baba Kama says, that the Pshat in Tanakhama is the Sagali bin Tirusu Bar Zuzu. The Gemara Baba Kama doesn't say in Tanakhama, it says it doesn't matter the Pratim, but the Sfar it says in the Gemara Baba Kama, Lisagalim in the Terusa Barzuzo, and Lisagalim in the Terusa Barzuzo. So fundamentally, the Tanakhama holds, Taisa is saying, Lisagalim in the Terusa Barzuzo, but they said, Tanus Sfar, Ein Lechadim. So that's nothing to do with me, that's not my fault, that says in the Gemara, according to Taisa. I just want to explain what's episode, why Dafka the fourth side. The fourth side might be 25% of the hekif, it might be 30% of the hekif, it might be 12% of the hekif, it could be many different things. So how come there's one Ein Lech Adam in Yisrael? So I'm saying Taisha never said one for four. Taisha said that Ein Lech Adam who wouldn't be going to one side and get four. If he's godly from three sides, Ein Lech Adam wouldn't be going to the fourth side. That's in all configurations. A person who's godly from three sides would be godly to the fourth. So, anyway, and therefore, if you had a brero that you can be tevea, one and a half sides, three quarters of a side, so then we could say, why not be tevei one and a half sides? If that's 25%, so be tevei one and a half sides. Why isn't being tevei one and a half sides when that's 25% of the hekif? The same thing as being tevei half a side when that's 25% of the hekif. So why can't you just... So let's just determine what's the Ein Lech Adam, what percentage is the Ein Lech Adam, and then that's the amount that you'll be tevei. So I'm saying, no, there's no such freedom. You can be tevei the whole hekif, or you can be tevei the side that completes the hekif. There's no such thing as being tevei, 30% of the hekif. So those are the two choices. So on the whole hekif, there's no Ein Lech Adam. But on one side, there's an Ein Lech Adam.
They're saying you can't split up the fourth wall like a separate dentoros on it.
Right.
Sort of those Kasha Rashi,
he says... Ask Kvayotsim Yvastim. You're asking, once they say that, so what's his Taina? What's his Taina on Rashi? I'm claiming you can't be Tevea. It's a good heart. I'm claiming that you can only be Tevea the whole side. You can't be Tevea half a side. So what's Tosfos kasha the Haggadah? What's the Haggadah's kasha on Rashi that why do you say Yotzim Beis Nizaki after half of the fourth wall? Well, I'm saying a taina is only divisible by walls.
He's asking within Rashi.
Yeah, but once Tosfos say this, they say it's similar to Rashi. If Tosfos has the svar that a tefillah is only you can only tevei a whole side, you can't be tevei half a side. So what's the yotzim beis nezaka in half a side? Half a side, you can't be tevei. I think maybe it's not sure. Rashi is going when you want to be tevei all four sides. You want to be tevei the whole hekev. So Rashi says even though you want to be tevei the whole hekev. But until the Hanoah is completed, you can say they're Yotzim Beis Nezaka. So Tosfos asks, so what's the difference? You've been Tevei the whole Hekev. And yet you say after three sides, it's Yotzim Beis Nezaka. So after three and a half sides, it's Yotzim Beis Nezaka. Your Tfiyah, either way, is on the whole. The Rashi, your Tfiyah is Tak on the whole Hekev. But there's a Yotzim Beis Nezaka that says, but since it was Yomim Rabim after the third wall, so you as you go along, you lose the ability to be Tevei. But you want to be Tevei the whole Hekev. So Tosfos says, so then three and a half is the same as three. In terms of being today, the whole hekev, so what's the difference? Three sides that you lost three sides, or you lost three and a half sides. Tosfos is saying a different word. Don't be today the whole hekev at all. Be teveya the fourth side. That could be the entire world by itself. And that's really it. That you could be today. En l'chodim. I'll say en l'chodim, that you could be today. Okay, let's see about that. Let's go to the third teres. Before you say Mazot the Gemara, Makif and Nikif Ikiv and Ayat, and a Kama Sova, Taim and Dova, Nikif from Galgam of Esachel. Aval Omer Makif, Ein and Noisnali Alek Nei Revis. Reishi Sova, Loishna Nikif, Loishna Makif, and Omer Begodim and Galgam of Esachel. Lishna Acharino Makif and Nikif Kiminayat. And the Kama Sover and God the Makif is Revius Nami Yoyblei. The Vias is Over and Omer Nikif for God the Revius of the Yoyblei. The Goli Dait of Nichole. And when God the Makif, Le Yoyblei Midik. In Rashi's Mavur, that these two Lashonis are not two Lashonis in the Gemara itself. The two Gersonis had to be Gersonis in the Gemara. The first Lashon is the Gainim, the Gersonis are Gainim. The second lashon is the lashon is the gish of Rashi and them is Tosfos also is Mechutav. So let's do take one at a time. We'll start with the Gaon. First lashon of the month. Makif and Nikif v'kibin ayah. Both lashonis are Makif and Nikif v'kibin ayah. But different ways to understand Makif and Nikif v'kibin ayah. So the Gaon is gish of runs. And the Kama holds leishno Makif leishno Nikif. Loishna makif, loishna nikif, loishna. No, I'm sorry, the other way. Tanakama holds only omad nikif, or megagel and ovesakov. Only omad nikif, or megagel and ovesakov. Tanakama sova, taimed omad nikif, hudu megagel and ovesakov. Aval omad makif. We're not Megalgam Lomas Hakav. So, for a second, how could that be? The whole Gemara began with a Deik in the Tanakama. The Gemara began with a Deik in the Tanakama. That it said, Rishayna Shnei Vestisha Sayyid Mechayvanosi, Horavi is Mechayvanosi. That's the problem we're coming to solve, Maikim Tanakama is because it's a Deik in Tanakama, Rishayna Shnei Vestisha Sayyid Mechayvanosi, Horavi is Mechayvanosi. That's Makif. That's Omen Makif. Rishayna Shliya V'Shishas Ein Mechayven Horavius who? The Makif Mechayven Eisen. It's going on the Makif. Rishayna Shliya V'Shishas the Makif Horavius Mechayven Eisen is the Makif. So it says in the Mishnah that Goder is Avius from Mechayven the Makif. Answers the Rashba. Yeah, Nechame Avada says in Tanakam we're Mechayven the Makif but only for the fourth side. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. That Tanakam is Sobar Omed Nikifu the Megadim Lomas Sakhil. I will omit makif and in noisily al dmei revius. Then you only pay for the fourth wall. So it's yes, it's takan medrik and tanakama that her revius mechayiv and noisily, but only for the fourth wall. Of the nikif we mechayiv him for all four walls. What does Rav Yossi say? And Rabbi says, no, Ben Amad Makif, Ben Amad Nikif, Megadon Olam HaSakar. Amad the Goddess of this means Ben Makif, Ben Nikif. So it comes like this. Where is the Machlekes Tanakam and Abayis? In Amad Makif and Amad Nikif? What are they arguing about? Makif. Nikif, they all agree. Megadon HaSakar. Tanakama says, Nikif with the Megadon Olam HaSakot. Rabbi Yossi says, Nikif is Megadon Olam HaSakot. The Omen Nikif, they're all agreed. The Machlekes is the Omen Makif. Tanakama holds Omen Makif, he only pays for the fourth wall. Rabbi Yossi says, Omen Makif pays for all four walls. Hakel. So, Tanakama only talked about the Makif, he didn't talk about the Nikif. The whole deacon Tanakhama was Amad Makif. The Gemara's kasha, the steer the Gemara's asking, is a steer in Makif, not in Nikif. Tanakhama didn't talk about Nikif. Tanakhama only talked about Makif. The kasha originally was that Tanakhama said, Rishonish Nevestisha Zayn Machayiv, and Horav Yis Machayiv, and I said. Rabbi Yossi also says that Amad the Goddess of Yis Machayiv, and I said. So the contradiction is in Amad Makif. What's the terrace of the contradiction? Ma'ikim and Tanakhama Rabbi Yossi. But Tanakhama is only Machayiv for the fourth wall. Rabbi Yossi is Machayiv for all four walls. Well, that was the second teretz already. That, as far as the steer that the Gemara is coming to solve, this third teretz is identical to the second teretz. All the third teretz is being meisif is something that we never asked. What's the din of Amad Nikif? So the second teretz didn't talk about Amad Nikif. Maybe Amad Nikif is the same. It doesn't talk about it. I mean, the second teretz probably assumes that Amad Nikif is the same thing. The third teretz is in the Chadash. That even though Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi are arguing about whether you pay for the fourth wall or for all of the walls, like the second teretz said, but you should know, says the third teretz, but in Amad Nikif, everybody agrees. So that's not a new teretz for the steer that we asked. It's a stamatin. Like, if I was writing the Gemara, I would say, there's two teretzim. Ma'ikim and Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. The original question is a steer. Tanakhama said, I mean, what's the difference? Tanakhama says, Ho Rabbi Yossi Mechayiv and Oisir. Rabbi Yossi says, Omid Begodr Mechayiv and Oisir. So we have two terusim. The terusim of Sosu is the first teretz. And the second teretz is that the Tanakhama is Mechayiv only for the fourth wall, and Rabbi Yossi is Mechayiv for all four walls. And then, I can have a new Gemara. Iboyelu, Omid Nikif Mal. What's the thing of Omid Nikif? Is Omid Nikif the same as Omid Makif? Or maybe Omid Nikif, since he was Goladai to Nichle, maybe Omid Nikif, everybody agrees. But it's not a new teretz to steer in the Gemara. The Gemara is presenting it like this is a third teretz to answer Ma'ikim and Tanakhama and Rav Yossi. As far as the steer between Tanakhama and Rav Yossi, it's exactly the same as the second teretz. So this I don't know what to do. For this I don't have a teretz. So what is that? Lo yodeh. Okay, let's talk about a different question. Tanakhama says, Omid Makif, you only pay for the fourth wall. Why do you only pay for the fourth wall? You would enter from all four walls. Why, according to Tanakhama, by Omid Makif, do you only pay for the fourth wall? Well, same as in the second teretz. We already saw it. Machlekes, Rashi, Taisus. Rashi says, Hayotzim Vesen Zakai. Taisus says, because it's an Ansadi, because Ein Lechadom Yisrael. The question is, so how does Omid Nikif take care of that? How does Omid Nikif change that? Omid Nikif, everybody agrees in Gadol HaSakal. If by Omid Makif, by the first three sides, we say Kvayotzim Beis Nezakai, so what does it matter if it's Omid Nikif? But Kvayotzim Beis Nezakai. For that matter, we could ask in Taisus. By Omid Makif, you only have to pay for the fourth wall. Why? In the Chodom Yisrael, one side of Adi would be good. Together, if he's already got it for three, of Adi would be good to one side. In the Chodom Yisrael. So what's the difference of Amad Nikif? Going back to the Nichle, where's the Gili Bas to Nichle? Yeah, he's already got it from three sides. In the Chodom, it wouldn't be good to the fourth side. But we're being down in the first three sides. Where's the Gili Bas in the first three sides? If Ein Lechodom, who if he's already got it from three sides, he wouldn't want to be good to the fourth side. So where's the Gili Bas that when he does himself the fourth side, where's the Gili Bas in the other three sides? So Shailam is Bakeshis. You have to treat them separately according to Rashi and according to Tosfos. How does Oman Nikiv take off the Kvayotza based on Zaka according to Rashi? And how does Oman Nikiv make what according to Tosfos, where's the Gili Das the Nichale? How is building the fourth wall a Gili Das that is Nichale to participate in all of the walls when Eilech Adam Yisrael, who wouldn't build the fourth wall in order to be Gadol? But it doesn't show that he's Nichale in the other walls. The frat l'fi toisus shita b'makama that nichle means nichle by itsois.
The aim of Kol Adam is going on pitching into the wall, the fourth wall, but the Amad Nikav is he built the entire wall.
Maybe in toisus say it's a chab. That toisus ain't l'chol Adam Yisrael. He meant that he would be willing to build the fourth wall as a participant. Ain't l'chol Adam Yisrael wouldn't be mishtatif in the fourth wall to be gadol from all sides. But here, the Nikif went, he did it all by himself.
Maybe those who said
Messiah. Yeah, Messiah. There's lots of talk about Messiah. Maybe Messiah and the Rebbeus. Could be. Could be. I think it's the way I wanted to say earlier today that the word of Ein Lecha Adam is that on the fourth side you can't say Toil. The other three sides you can say Toil. On the fourth side you can't say Toil. Because a lot of you want the fourth side. Ein Lecha Adam, you can't say Toil on the fourth side. So I'm not sure that you can still say this Teretz. If even on the fourth side he wouldn't do it all on his own. No, let me put it. Never mind the toe. I don't say so fancy. The way I was saying before, you know, we don't know what the fourth side. It could be 25% of the cost. It could be 12.5% of the cost. There's no hard and fast rule how much of the cost is the fourth side. So the nekud is not that there's nobody. You know, ein l'chodom who wouldn't. Bill wouldn't be gadol at a 75% discount. That's not the pshat. You can't say for sure that it's 75%. It might be more, it might be less. It's all kinds of rectangles. Ein l'chodom just means that if I'm teveyu the fourth side, so ein l'chodom who's already gadol on three sides, who wouldn't want to be gadol on, who wouldn't want to make a gadol on the fourth side. Then I don't know if it matters if you're talking about building together on the fourth side by yourself or building together on the fourth side together with the other person. Yeah, by yourself costs more, but there's different costs anyway. The fourth side could be more expensive, less expensive. That's not the nekudah. Even if the fourth side is very expensive, it's a long side of a rectangle. But if you're ready, gadol from three sides, anybody who's gadol from three sides would be even a person not normally gadol there, if he's gadol from three sides, he would want to be gadol from the fourth. So that's the case over here. He's gadol from three sides, and he was gadol to the fourth. So where's the Gila Das, the Nichalei Beitzos? I'm not even sure that there's a Nichalei Bekefa, never mind Beitzos, there's not even a Nichalei Bekefa. Once he's Mukka from three sides, he's Nichalei to be Mukka from the fourth side. But it doesn't mean that it's Nichalei, if you would start from scratch, it would be Nichalei in the Hekav. Originally a machshava. Last time we learned Baba Basra, I wanted to say a machshava, but I think now it's not going to work so well. I wanted to say that it's ain a daim. It's two different daimim. Taisus, when Taisus ain lech adam means that if the makif would come to the nikif in the first instance, the very beginning, and he would say, I'm going to build from all four sides, and you only have to pitch in the fourth side. So a lot of you masking. He'll be masking that the makif should be going in from four sides, and he'll only participate in one side. So therefore, he has to be mishtatif, because skilu, we have his haskama that he'll participate in the fourth side. Like there's an understood agreement on the half of the nikif. When the makif is engaging and building. The Makif has a plan. He's going to build from all four sides. And he says to the Nikif, should I do it? Should I build from all four sides? And you'll help me pay for the fourth side. So Nikif would say, yes, Kuzunte built from all four sides. I'll pay for the fourth. I'll help you pay for the fourth side. I'll be masking. It's a good deal. Here, in Rav Yossi, we're talking about the guy already did three sides. So three sides the Nikif already has. Now the Nikif, when he's going to the fourth side, I want to be mechalik between when you're coming out at the very beginning of the project and saying, here's the plan, I'm going to build four sides, you'll be mishtatef in half. The Nikif would have signed on the dotted line. In Rabbi Yossi, well, the three sides are fait accompli. Now he goes on his own and he builds the fourth side. So that's still a goal of the nichle that he's willing to pay to build the fourth side. And now that I'm saying it, I'm not so sure that it's compelling altogether, that it makes sense altogether. But it certainly doesn't make sense the way I've been presenting today. That's not the shot in the chadim in the first place. In the chadim doesn't mean I come to at the very beginning of the project and I say I'm going to build four sides and you only have to participate in a quarter. That's not the shot. And that's how the end of chadim means once three sides are done, I can be tevei of the fourth side. So that in the chadim, a person's already gone from four sides. Would have already gone from three sides to the fourth side. Okay, so then it's very strong. So what's your basis? So where's that Nansadi? What does it help Amad Nikif? Why is Tanakama Maida by Amad Nikif? It's any idea. Okay, so this we'll have to think about, we'll have to talk about tomorrow. So again, we have to be done separately in Rashi and separately in Taisus. Lefi Rashi, the reason why you only have to pay in the Tanakama. I mean, we're now in the Gisus HaKa'inim. Rashi doesn't have the Gisus HaKa'inim. So Mechitesa, we have to worry about it. But the Baal HaMor has the Gisus HaKa'inim, and he holds like Rashi, that the reason why you put them in the first three sides is because Kvayotzim based on Zach. Kondim. So, just for the Baal HaMor, we have to understand, in the Gisus HaKa'inim, that the Tanakhama holds, Omed Makif, you only pay for the fourth wall. Because Kvayotzim based on Zach. But Omed Nikif, the God of Omed Nikif, how did Omed Nikif change anything? But he was Yotzim based on Zach. That way have to be done on the one hand. Some of the answers are going to have to be in along the lines of Amad Nikif is a new Mechayev, so I don't care that he was Yotzim based in Zakai. It's a new Sivas Achiyu. But it needs to be explained, but the stomach will be in that direction. And then what I think is more intractable is Taisus. Taisus holds that the reason why I only paid for the fourth side is because on the first three sides, he can say, Lidi Sagli Mithusu Basusu, I don't need it. Tell. But on the fourth side, a person is gone from three sides. Avada would want to be. Can't say tell. Avada would want to be greater on the. He would want to get there on the fourth side. So then, what is it? Why is it any different on the nichle? Goli died to the nichle. What? Goli died to the nichle. Once he's gone on three sides, Avada is nichle to be gone there on the fourth side. That's the whole word. That's why on the fourth side there's no tell. So what does it help if he does it by himself? Yeah, lay there. Okay.
What was the reason Rabbi said that you can't say the Nikah? That's the same thing as the second answer. That according to Yossi, it's Hadar. According to Yossi, it's Hadar. According to Tanakham, it can't be Hadar by the Nikah.
And therefore,
when you do the fourth one,